Welcome to Timeline Scavengers, the podcast specifically designed to last forever. I'm Colin Parker, one of your hosts.
And I'm James Anderson, your other host, and one of them also, one of your other hosts. On this show, we're going through the MCU in historical order, scene by scene, until the end of time.
That's right, James. And today, we've got a guest. Welcome back.
A guest with the most punnable name of all time.
Way that's true.
I mean, every time I say anything having to do with you, I do a pun. So
I mean, who's to say?
I asked for this. This is my fault.
You did. We had so many good ones. Oh, finally, James has the drink almost come flying out of. You saved it. As you can tell, I still have slightly lost a voice. It's great recording podcast episodes out of order because there's probably going to be a few where suddenly you're like, oh, he sounds great. Oh, wait, no. No, he sounds like shit again. It's like, what happened?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. Getting sick, then going to a beach and screaming over the ocean for a week, and then RTX.
Colin just likes to challenge nature every now and again.
A little bit. Eventually, I'm going to put my voice in a box and just leave it for about a week, and then I'll come back and see if it's back. All right. Grew. Yeah, exactly. What do we got? A little Groot.
Just water baby it a Groot little voice. Bit, and then maybe it'll become a bigger Groot.
What's one more thing you can do, Tay, if I put it in a box?
We can't. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I'm barely here.
I understand.
I'm happy to be here. Let me just say. Love being on the pod. I'm very excited to talk about this
Your
scene.
Your two favorite
and also
boys.
The other scene.
Or well, one
my
of
two
them.
Favorite boys. Although just technically, one of them's not in the scenes that we're.
One of them's just chilling, and one of them is not
sort of,
chill at
sort
all.
Sort of.
One of them's chilling.
God,
you're
okay.
This is the dirt worst. All right, everyone, welcome to Timeline Scavengers. Like we said, today we're going to be watching Captain America: Civil War. Okay, timestamps are going to get a little weird.
They are.
So I'm going to give you two separate timestamps, and I'm just going to let you know, basically, just close your eyes during a certain part. Here we go. So it's 1 minute 55 seconds and ending at 2:34. Then also starting at 2 hours, 1 minute 41 seconds, and ending at 2 hours, 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Now, you're going to say, Colin, that doesn't sound that complicated. Why? It's complicated because basically every 10 seconds or so, they do cut
probably
back
less.
To...
Realistically less.
Yeah. Every few seconds or so, they're just like, oh, just kidding. It's modern day. Oh, just kidding. It's back to the past. You know, we have a lot of jump cuts here.
Yeah.
So if you see someone that you're like, oh, I shouldn't see this yet.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes for a second.
Who's that?
Is it illegal that I didn't close my eyes? I didn't skip around. I did just watch the scene.
You're confessing your sin in front of God and the MCU podcast world.
Wow. I am.
I feel I did my time, and I did also the same thing.
I did my time.
I did do my time. I also, it's really funny if you
I
think, boy,
Nickel.
I hope
you
Tony doesn't
me.
See this, and then it cuts back to Tony seeing this.
The I serve my time, come and take me is very funny. I don't want to skip that. That was very.
Thank you.
Yeah.
R.I.P. John Mulaney. He's not dead. He's just different now.
Is he? Because I feel like he's always been telling us he's this,
that's
but then
true.
Everyone was like, no, he's fine.
He wore suits and,
then
and
one
loved
day,
his
he's
wife.
He's kidding.
He's just just doing bits, guys. He's not for real.
He's just a little guy. It's his
he's
first
the
day.
One person that has used sarcasm to cover up a deep, deep, deep hurt.
Ooh,
so,
I felt that one. Okay, so folks, here's what happens, okay, in this scene. We see basically it's two bits of the same scene, right? Mm-hmm. You get sort of the preamble, and then you get the actual action. There is a car driving down a road, sort of foresty area, and then a motorcycle starts up. Behind the trees. James, is everything okay back
yeah,
there?
Yeah, just appreciating the narrative, immersing myself in the imagery.
Sure. We see someone who kind of looks familiar, but it's a little dark, so maybe not.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, hard to tell. Who can really say can in a say, movie really? Like Captain America Civil War? The motorcycle takes chase. It follows up with a car, the car ends up crashing a little bit, basically. Not basically. I don't know why I'm like
just kind of a little bit like caging the crash a little bit. Low key cat
crashes.
Low key crashes. The engine does catch fire and explode.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, when you see that there's a car with like the whole front of it is just gone and everything is on fire, basically.
In a minor accident.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little fender bender. So this car crashes into a tree, and we see, oh my God, it's Bucky Barnes. Holy shit, I thought that man was dead.
But he died.
I also
never saw a body, but he fell from such a great height.
There's no way you survived it. Sean. Oh my God, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, oh, you said a Taylor Swift. Psych. Nope, you said a Taylor Swift thing.
I said nope. Nobody, no Taylor crime, Swift Sean.
You said a Taylor. Yeah. Oh, you said Sean. I didn't
Taylor,
hear Sean.
You think Taylor Swift doesn't know someone named Sean? Come on. Get serious.
Isn't her brother Taylor named Taylor Swift Sean?
Didn't rip
Is
off
her brother named Sean? Psych?
Does I actually don't brother? Know. She does have a brother. We're Is getting off topic. Sean?
That's a different entity. So what happens, though, is she Sean opens Smith? Up the trunk.
Okay. No, that's not his name.
Sorry.
Focus up.
Focusing. We're focusing.
We have a time restraint.
We do.
He opens up the trunk and there's a little pack back there. Opens it up and we see it's, you know, in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
No.
When when John Travolta opens up the briefcase and he's like, whoa, right? That's what this is, actually. Surprise.
Yeah, it does glow.
They're actually all linked. Mm-hmm. But it's these like little blue like gel ice packs. Like, I don't know how else to describe this to you.
Mm-hmm. You ever hurt your
Go
ankle?
Watch the movie.
Like,
yeah, have you ever used
but
it,
not all of it, like just icy the first hot,
basically?
Yeah.
Have you ever decided, I'm going to take drinks to the beach, and you're like, what do I put in my cooler? Like, my little lunchbox cooler.
Yeah, it does look like that.
Anyway. Yeah. So he opens that up, and he sees the blue shit. And then, technically, you see him, like, driving away. But there's obviously some stuff that's missing, right? So this is where the two-hour marker comes in to play, where we see some CCTV footage of, and then kind of cutting from there to the actual, like, you know, moment.
Yeah.
The car is crashed. There's a Howard Stark. Oh my God.
Oh my
what
God.
The hell?
What?
Yeah, it's Howard Stark, but it's not the fun one.
Right.
Just to be clear. It is the one that has now become a straight
it's
man.
It's straight Howard Stark. Yeah,
unfortunate.
For sure.
It is straight Howard Stark. And it's sad that he's going to go out this way instead of swinging back around.
He had all his sexuality and his hair color.
I mean,
it drained out of his body. The color changed.
The army does that to people, I think, sometimes.
Probably.
Don't ask, don't tell. So there's a Howard. He's, you know, very badly injured outside of the vehicle.
Falls out.
Maria Stark call out to him, but then Bucky Barnes does just kill the man with two hits. I mean, that's what super strength and also a metal arm will do.
He was also very injured already.
And
oh,
quite
for
old.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
he's,
quite
he's
old.
Quite old and quite straight.
He really did it. Never mind.
Wait.
No, what was that thing? What was that?
No. I was going to say a bad thing, and you should continue.
No. Right. Let's hear it, Tay. There are no bad ideas
on this
podcast.
We'll cut it.
No, you won't. I was going to say, you know, he was already close to the end of his life. He really just like did it. He did him a solid by ending it really quickly.
In a way, it was a mercy.
And yeah, it was definitely a mercy.
This Howard Stark definitely looks like he would go to see the theater when it's a matinee. So he does get killed. He does do the death thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They put him, they kind of stage the body back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Maria cries. She kind of figures, you know, well, this is it. You know, she's clearly not going anywhere. She's also injured. And he walks around to the other side of the car and just chokes her out. Cold-blooded. No remorse, no nothing. And then he starts to walk away, go back to his bike, and he goes, uh-oh, shit, a camera.
And probably he looks into it first. With his whole face,
He says, it's a good thing it's 1991 and there's no facial recognition software yet. Kaboom, and then shoots it.
Of course, the first thing Howard Stark says is, Lieutenant Barnes?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes. Now, folks... That's the scene.
Yeah.
That's the scene.
However, I have an important question to ask.
Ooh.
Wait, actually, I should
Which way would you rather be killed?
No.
I.
Nope, will, never mind. No. Okay.
Okay.
I
will say, I think it's weird that he punched Stark to death, but choked out Maria.
Yeah. I think it's weird that he did it with no eye contact. Like he did like the no look. I think that's a really weird move.
Just I just reached into the car.
Do you think it's because if he looked at her and was like, wait, Maria?
Yeah.
Right? And it was like, my mother's name was also Maria. And because that's what makes people who are fighting each other stop.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all. Ooh. Ooh. True.
Whoa.
Didn't want to look her back in the eye. He was like, uh-oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, my.
One's still too fresh because of the cryogenic freezing.
Yeah, a little bit. She's like, wait a minute. You look just like this guy that I used to. And he's like, mm-hmm. That's right. That's
about
right.
Don't say anything else. Sorry, can't James. You can't remember.
Nope,
you can't remember.
Let's just no yes yeah. ending. Let's just move on.
No, yes ending.
No, I was talking specifically about Maria. I'm sorry.
Oh, me that too. I was talking wrong. About dating preferences and such. But
for sure. No.
Now, I ain't going to lie to you. The boys done and messed up. They went off on a tangent and just derailed the entire show. Let's get back on track, shall we? Tangents.
Tay, what are your thoughts on the scene?
Yeah, you know, it's so sad, right? For a lot of reasons. And then also in the moment, well, in the future when we're watching it, it's also sad. But like, we don't know that yet. It's still the past. So all of my thoughts are relevant to the future. But mostly, it is really interesting how completely like dead-eyed Bucky is. Like, yeah. He obviously doesn't have really, I mean, he has control over it, right? But like, he is a mindless drone, more or less, at this point. Right. Yeah. And so it's sad the like way that the like repercussions of this are, but like to have Stark both recognize him in the moment and then mm-hmm. for him to just like mindlessly continue on these tasks is like, it's sad. It my boy, yeah. He's sad. Yeah. He's not a person right now.
That double date rom-com thing that we set up with What If is sort of really mm-hmm. turned on its head now. Like,
yeah.
It's like, this is the farthest that we possibly could get from that original idea from the What If episode.
Bucky dated them both, and it's just really, it sucks that.
Ooh, Bucky was like, used to third, pretty mad about it now, though. he was like, you said we'd be a throuple forever. No, so I wanted to address the choking out versus the punching thing. So I think the big thing here was that doing the punch, I feel like you're not typically, even in 1991, coming across someone with super strength frequently.
True.
So I think that by punching him in the side and then placing him the way he did, it makes it look as though that
he
was
died
him
on
hitting
impact,
the...
Right.
He died on impact, right. So the interesting thing to me, though, is that I feel like usually choking someone out does leave a mark.
It does.
So that
that's
was a
also
little...
what
I was...
He also has a metal hand, so that's definitely going to leave marks around her throat.
Also,
I think
what's
he uses
the story
his
there?
Oh, does he use his regular hand?
Because if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
on,
he does.
About,
you're absolutely
yeah,
right. He absolutely does.
Yeah, he uses his normal hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to
yeah.
think about that for a second.
Yeah, because it's yeah. That is wild though. It would be very obvious. I think that she had been choked out in a car, but maybe you know, maybe in the 90s they just didn't investigate car crashes. I don't know.
Why wouldn't he torch the car?
Hmm.
If the car is already on fire.
Here's a question for you then. Okay, hang on. Okay. How do we know he doesn't do that after he shoots out the camera?
We don't. I guess
we
that's
don't.
True.
We don't. That is true.
Because so also,
why not just
I guess
shoot?
Also
I guess
the fire
just
could
see
just
the shoot. Yeah.
I guess the fire could also take over afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, we do see we see him driving away though, don't we? On the bike. Did I make that up?
Yeah, but I don't think we see the car, right? If I hang on, did I?
I'm also going to look.
Didn't write down that we see the car, so I could be wrong. Hang on. Oh, no, he literally drives right past it, and it is on fire, but not like, it's not a flame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
the engine's a little on fire, but it's not going
right, it's
up.
It's not like the whole thing is, like up.
He could have coaxed right. that along realistically.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, the premise here, though, is that like, I guess the big thing here, old friends ending, you know?
Yeah.
Friend ends with end. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, man. I could write an emo song.
I think that one has already been written, actually.
Debatable.
Fair enough.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, okay. So, obviously, there's the impact, there's the death, everything like that. Are there any other thoughts that we have on this scene and what it makes us feel?
I took a note in 1946.
Okay.
Of Howard Stark saying, hold on. in the episode 1946-21. So at the end of season one of, it's actually in the season finale of Agent Carter, Howard Stark says, "Under no circumstances do I want to be shot at." And I like that Bucky respects that. Respect those boundaries. He doesn't say, "Don't punch me in the face till I'm dead." So
that's true. He didn't say, "Don't put me in a car."
It's a little
crash.
Iffy on the consent sort of thing, but he did not shoot him, and I think that that's really important. I have an Avengers ensemble.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Please do. Yeah.
Avengers ensemble.
Okay, Maria Stark, we haven't seen before. So we see her so briefly, but she is named, and so we can, you know, it's not like
this is the first time we see her. No. Well, not in the context of the, but like in time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, because the only other time we see her is in a hologram.
Oh,
in
yeah, that's right.
That time when I was watching a movie and taking furious notes and then finding out that it was not...
all the past.
Yeah. So Maria Stark is played by Hope Davis. She was in 7 episodes of Succession. She's in the Wes Anderson movie Asteroid City. She's in the Wolverine Does Huge Robots movie Real Steel. The Weatherman. Hearts in Atlantis. Hearts in Atlantis. And she's the French ticket agent in Home Alone, the one that can't help Catherine Hahn get home. Because of her kid being home alone, she's like, "I'm sorry, that is not something." That's Maria Stark, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
And wow. I like to think that that's in the MCU. And that Howard Stark picked her up at the French airport and said, "We got to get
her."
He's like,
"I saw how you treated that woman with a child. That was hot."
I really
don't. I hate redheads for some reason. And
I honestly really hate children.
And mostly just children. I hope to never have any. Let's go, baby. And she was also in Flatliners, which is the Kiefer Sutherland. They have their sort of recreational dying sort of stuff. Mm. It starts to go wrong, as you'd think it would.
As flatlining often does, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Before it was Next Game, it was a Kiefer Sutherland movie.
Do we have any updates for Bucky Barnes in this time period? I feel like it's been a minute we've heard about Sebastian Stan.
I think, didn't we see Sebastian's... you know what? We would have given that in 1991. So
then forget what I just said.
Already
I'm
forgotten.
A liar.
Time's fake. I don't know how you guys do this, man.
It's hard.
It sometimes seems like poorly. It's really hard.
You know what's funny, James, is you just said sometimes poorly. And I was thinking about how when I was writing my description for this scene, I was like, don't be super detailed because it feels weird. And I don't know why. Like, I mean, I was being detailed, but I was like, make more jokes about it.
Yeah.
And then after I said it all, I was like, this feels like I didn't give a shit. And so then I was going, what was the right call?
Uh-huh.
So I hope you know that it's always difficult.
How would you like to get punched in the face? Sort of stuff like that.
Just yes, like exactly.
Observational humor about, yeah, for sure.
What's the deal
I was literally just like, what's the deal with blue ice packs?
I mean,
what's the deal with car crashes?
I'm sure that we'll talk about this much more in the future and whatever, but there is a whole like discussion to be had about how the Winter Soldier is just sort of a extreme version of just a normal soldier, like a sort of following orders sort of deal, but to the extreme.
Yeah.
It's just that he's colder.
And
that's why he's the Winter Soldier.
I feel like he's also being actively mind controlled in a way that, I mean, definitely there's some propaganda and some sort of like different, but nobody's being like tortured and like zapped in the brain. No one in the army is being like actively lobotomized.
true.
Real. We hope.
True. No, true. That no, true. You're right.
Okay. True. Right. Okay. But I will say what is also interesting is like, you know, one of the big things about the Winter Soldier, we'll get into it again later. They'll talk about it way more in the future. But like, this is our first like real, I mean, not like first real iteration of seeing him in action in this way. And one of the big things about the Winter Soldier, like not as like Bucky Barnes, but like as like this mind controlled entity, is that he was only called out into the field when they were basically like making a statement.
Yeah.
And also going after people that I think were probably maybe harder to take down as well.
Yeah.
But like the big thing here is that like it feels as though they really could have sent a number of people after the Starks to do this because they weren't, they didn't have any kind of protection detail.
Yeah.
But I do think that this one was for sure, like, also, like, I feel like it was just like, again, they wanted to send a message, like, to them. Obviously, like, they know they're going to die, but it's like, don't die by some stranger. Die by the hand of someone that we know for sure that you've, like, associated with. Also, like, even though he's mind controlled, I think that there's probably still some side of him that, like, knows that it's happening.
Yeah, you know? I think he's aware, but he's also, like, not in control of his actions, more or less.
So there's this, like, thing forever, basically, of, like, oh, my friend, Howard Stark, I killed him.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, it's always there. And also possibly, like, even outside of using code words and electricity and all that other stuff, there's also now a new level of, like, something to, like, hold over him, to control him. Right. Like, you know, like, just something that can, like, really...
That's true, know, yeah. Punch, you
know? This isn't the first time they've used him, right?
Yes, that we've seen.
But no, I know that we've seen, but, like, is the story that he's been being used all throughout since the 40s, or...?
I think there's a time frame where he's not there. Like, the 60s. Yeah. I think the 70s is where we first see him, because Isaiah Bradley mentions, I think it's either the 70s or 80s, mentions running into him.
Right. Okay. Right. Oh, that makes sense. Because I was going to say, like, it could also be sort of like proof of that the brainwashing is still holding. It's like, go kill your, you know, your acquaintance.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tough stuff. Oof. Thanks for being
here's
on
a,
this
here's a question. Before we head out, here's a question. Do you think you could ever kill one of your best? No, okay.
And if so,
you
how?
Know, anyway. I've thought about this before. I'm kidding.
So, which best friend would it be, and why is it as? No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. As a great friend.
As we love you.
Friend of the show.
Friend of all shows, and
a friend on another pod that we all do.
True.
Well, yeah, we all do that one.
Have you ever stepped in it just like a little bit? Have you ever just like barely stepped in it and then you go, oh no. Your foot fully go into it. And, you're like,
and like a hand reaches up and grabs it and pulls your foot in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's me.
And yeah, you just make eye contact with it the whole time. Anyway, thank you for joining us here.
Oh, there wasn't a real question. Okay.
No, I mean, well, I feel like I can't ask you, could you ever kill a best friend? Especially, it's like, I mean,
maybe if
like
I was being mind controlled.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Ooh, James. So I don't have any other questions or segments. Cause again, like sometimes like when it's like a slightly heavier episode, it feels a little weird to like dive into like, let's get into bits.
No, for sure.
Kind of still did.
We did do a lot of bits though. Realistically.
That's for sure true. Oops.
Oops.
But like you said, how do you do this show? It's hard.
Yeah.
That was all that I have. Is there anything else that anybody else has?
None for me.
Okay.
Cool.
Well then, James.
So thank you everyone for listening. Tay, where can people find you if they want to have more of your delightful presence in their lives?
Oh yeah. I'm all over the interwebs at Tay Crow, TAYYCRO. I'm on Blue Sky now, so hit me up on Blue Sky, I guess. And I'm on Twitch as well sometimes when I feel like it on twitch.tv/itstaycrow. You can check out my podcast, The Lost Years, also on the Scavengers Network with my friend Sid. It's a Boy Meets World recap podcast, and it's great and fun. And I like it, and she likes it, and the guys like it, and here we are.
My daughter told me this morning, she said randomly YouTube started giving her a whole bunch of Boy Meets World content.
Ugh, love that
for her. And I was this close. I was like, I don't know that you're at podcast rec yet, but I was this close. Yet? I almost did that. I was like, you know, I know some people that you know. Tay, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure that the next time we talk to you, it will be totally a lot less heavy. Way less death, probably.
For sure. Definitely less death, probably.
For sure. Definitely less death.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
listening,
everyone.
I saw you thinking about it, too.
Had to get one more in there, yeah.
Yeah, because this is the funny, I'm the kooky one. Thank you, Tay, so much for joining us. As always, I'm James Anderson.
I'm Colin Parker.
I'm Tay. Excelsior!